Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a few short minutes, we will unveil our Mets offseason plan as the offseason is upon us. But before we get there, we have a very special this week. Instead of your normal Cinco de Five-O, this week is the Cinco de Paino, where each day one of us gets to unveil our top five most painful losses as a sports fan in honor of the way the Blue Jays lost Game 7 of the World Series. Lugie did a fine job yesterday. Today it's Sean Morash's turn. And obviously, when you make this list, you have an option. It's up to you. Would you like the theme song?
What's the point of doing it without the theme song is my answer.
That's a great point. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Cinco de Paino.
Welcome to Cinco de Paino. Grab a bagel and your tissues, too. We're ranking all the heartbreaks we've been through. From Queens to the Bronx, from the Garden to the Rock, it's a symphony of sorrow, so let's unlock
Cinco de Paino.
A fiesta of defeat and despair. From number five to numero uno, we'll crown the king of heartbreak, you know. We bleed blue, orange, and gray. We'll laugh at the pain, 'cause it's the New York way.
Sean Morash, the floor is yours.
Make sure that bagel's not salt. That'll sting.
Yeah.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay. I heard Tommy go yesterday. Obviously, we can't wait for Evans and Tiki's as well. Here's my Cinco de Paino, and away we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Game 7, 2021, Eastern Conference, second round. The Kevin Durant foot-on-the-line game. The reason this isn't higher for me is I still believe that the Kyrie Irving turned ankle earlier in that series changed everything, and everybody points to the Durant foot-on-the-line. But who am I kidding? I sat there as soon as that was called a two, overtime. Everything about that game ate at my heart, and I still believe this. I walk away from that game and that series and those injuries feeling in my bones, I will never see a Nets championship.
No question.
Was that six or seven?
Seven.
That was game seven.
Right.
Winner take all.
Right.
Barclays Center. No, yeah. I agree with that sentiment. Like, I am fully convinced that the Brooklyn Nets will never win an NBA championship. Though in the meantime, they should trade for Ja Morant.
The Nets still in the league.
Keep going.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
It's game seven of the ALCS in 2004. Now, again, why is this not my top three? It felt like this was a culmination of what had happened in the previous three games, but I still can't rip the pain away of the Johnny Damon and everything that went into that. And just knowing that, oh my God, it happened. They finished off being a punchline forever, and game seven was the exclamation point where I could not sleep that night knowing that that had finally gone down.
How could you?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Number three.
It's Game 7, 2001. When you take into the emotion of 9/11, Mariano of all people blowing it, and knowing that you had won all those games at Yankee Stadium only to lose the series, and you were robbed of a four-peat? I mean, that one kills me.
We talked about that one yesterday.
I'm stunned that's number one for this reason.
And number three.
I'm stunned it's not number one.
Okay.
That's all I said. I can't imagine being that close to a championship. Like, you are literally thinking, you're counting the outs from a championship and not winning it. Because I don't have that in any of my sports, any of my games. I was never able to count outs or minutes to a championship. And you were outs away with the greatest closer ever on the mound. Like, I know they had won three in a row. I get it. That, to me, is very tough to ever beat.
Now, I want to make it clear before I finish off the next two. When I was asked to do this list and I put together the list was rather easy for me to just rattle, because I wanted to go with what rolls off my tongue first in the top five.
Sure.
And then I went to ranking them. So is it possible?
I did the same thing.
Is it possible that in this moment, maybe it was the worst I felt and it's been so long that I removed myself, but I did push it down a peg knowing, man, I did come off three straight championships.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's game six, 2012 Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. Adam Henrique scores in overtime to end the Rangers season. A game I watched here. A game I had to alert Steve Summers that the game had ended because he was outside smoking a cigarette.
What?
Yeah, it's just one of my favorite WFAN stories of all time. He came up, we lost? Steve, you didn't come back early enough in overtime to get back here. Yeah, I mean, that one.
That's bad.
That one's bad because that was the first time with Henrik Lundqvist where you're sitting there going, man, we're going to overtime, we're going to force a game seven, we're going to beat the Devils, we're going to we're going to do the whole thing. And I'm still sitting here, and you might say, well, Sean, they lost the Stanley Cup. No, there was something about that series being the first with Lundqvist that's going to bother me.
And then he never got one.
Yep. Yep.
And it's the Devils.
It's the Devils. Remember, they lost the cup in five. It was different. All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's the 2002 wildcard game, a game Tiki was in.
Oh, come on.
The Giants.
Number one?
Can I explain why?
Okay.
Giants blow the 24-point lead. We talked about this with the Denver game. This game is because of the point collapse, and the team had all the makings of the hot team in a sport that, remember, at this time we're thinking, you get hot at the end of football, you go on a run, they'd won four in a row to make the playoffs, they're up big, it's in San Francisco. Then the blown snap, it bothered me because then I was so fixated on not calling the pass interference play.
On Richie Soyberg.
Yes. And the reason this bothers me more, and
you know what made it worse, Sean? They called it legal man downfield.
Illegal man downfield, which was ridiculous. So that ingredients. But what really bothered me, and Evan, I think that this is where it's going to relate to you. You do a podcast called what?
Rico Bronya.
Okay. Don't we all have affinities for certain players on certain teams?
Mm-hmm.
I, for 2 years, was Kerry Collins for Halloween. I loved Kerry Collins. He was my quarterback at a very tender age. And that was the end, essentially, for Kerry Collins as a franchise quarterback for the Giants. Short-lived, took us as a fan base to a Super Bowl.
It was the last time he was a franchise quarterback for anybody.
For anybody. And I will be the first to admit I was wrong. I didn't want Eli Manning. I wanted Robert Gallery. I wanted to stick out with the Eli Manning era. I mean, when I look back...
You mean the Kerry Collins.
The Kerry Collins. When I look back, this game still bothers me more because I wonder, what if... What if they had won that game? What it would have meant for Kerry Collins' legacy? So I know that you might say, how do you not take game seven Yankees? They won so much.
I get you.
And before this, this was before 07 and 11. It bothered me.
I get you.
Sean, you weren't alone in that, by the way.
With the Kerry Collins?
Yeah. Most of us vets wanted Kerry Collins.
Well,
because there was a lot of us that were, I don't want to say older, but we were veteran.
Yeah. And well, you made a Super Bowl.
You knew you had to wait on a young quarterback.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take?
So I was 27. Monty was 28. I'm trying to think of the defense. Strahan was 31. And let's see, Michael Barrow was 32. Like, we were getting, we had those good players that were just vets and like, oh man, now we're not going to get a chance to get another opportunity.
And do you know what it was like going to school that Monday when the Jets had won that weekend 41-0 at home?
I do
and
remember.
The Giants blew that lead?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was an unrecoverable Monday
in
school.
You know what's funny? I don't even remember. Like, when you just said that, I didn't realize that that game was the same weekend.
Yeah, and that was Mike Vick's win in Lambeau.
Yeah. Until you just said that, it didn't click in my head that that was the same.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, now picture a world.
You know why? Because I think I just disconnected from the world.
You're right.
And was like, I don't think I watched the rest of that season.
Which is great.
You know what I mean?
Why would you? I don't blame you.
And you could disconnect. I had to go to school the next day. And boy, if we could only live in a world where you could go to school after a Jet and Giant playoff weekend.
How about that? I'm playing in a wild card game in the postseason, and Sean's in school.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we are, Tiki.
That's a good point. I didn't get to enjoy that because I was living in Maryland at the time I was working. And so I was out of New York. So I watched the games, but I didn't get to commiserate good and bad with anybody because there were no Jet and Giant fans around me.
Man, you were playing, you were working in Maryland. I was in school. Yeah. How old are you guys?
It's a good point. Thank you, Sean. There's your Cinco de Peno. There are no wrong answers to this. Yeah. I was working on my list last night. It's very challenging because what I am going to honor tomorrow with my list is how I felt in the moment. I closed my eyes and the pain. And how I felt. Because I do think that it's easy now to say, well, it's worse because of this. Yeah. Or, oh, it's not that bad because of this. And so my list is actually going to surprise you. And I can see it now. Tommy's going to question, how do you put this game above that game? Because I'm just being honest on how much pain I had in the moment. And that is very different than evaluating it now. Because I think those two things are actually very different.
I'm going to make a mental note of this. I'll write it down on a piece of paper and I will unveil it tomorrow. I think I know what your number one is. Just knowing you as long as I've known you, I think I know what number one is. I disagree with you, but I think it's number one. Mm. Let me rephrase that. It's your list, but I disagree that it should be one.
Say it right now. I've already made my decision, so it's not going to impact
Game 1, 2015.
It's a good guess. Okay. Mm.
Not even in the top five.
Wow.
He doesn't understand the pain I've been through. Mm. And that was bad. I described it yesterday, how I was screaming the F word at the top of my lungs. Not even in the top five. Believe it or not.
So not in the top, really?
Dude, I've had a lot of pain, bro. You don't even get
it. No, I know. Your list really should be like 20 deep. You have the hardest job of doing this out of all of us because you've never seen a championship. But I thought for sure, now I wonder if there's going to be any games from 2015.
All right, no more guessing.
No, I'm not guessing. I'm just thinking out loud. Okay, I was wrong.
Sean, do you know who Tam Hopkins is?
Tam Hopkins?
Yes.
No.
So I'm looking at the play log of that
2002
wild card game. And it says Matt Allen, who was the holder, the punter, Matt Allen, pass incomplete, intended for Tam Hopkins.
What?
And I don't know who Tam Hopkins was. I mean, he must have been on our team.
He must have been.
And, it, and, then, the next line is penalty on Rich Sorberg, an eligible downfield pass.
So he was a guard that barely played the NFL except for that season and then was big in NFL Europe.
Got it. So he, but was he eligible too? Now I'm confused.
I have no idea.
Now I'm confused. Because Richie played tight end in high school. In high school. And in, I think he started in college as a tight end.
You have given me an idea for a slow day. It's a new game show called Was It Tiki's Teammate? Or is it a United States congressman?
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
Not a lot, if you guys are listening to this show. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hold up, laughing. He had one season in the NFL. He appeared in all 16 games. He started a game at guard for the Giants that year.
No, he did not.
Which meant he blocked for you.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
According to Pro Football Reference, one game started in 2002.
You looked at this dude's ass for a whole game. You, don't know.
You pushed him in the back and ran behind him. Quote, who was Tam Hopkins?
Wow. Wow.
Sean, start working on a list of random teammates of his. I'll work on the former United States congressman, and we will play that game. And we'll find out. Does Tiki know if that person is a teammate or a congressperson?
Right, you know what's annoying to me as I relook at this drive, this last drive. We got the kickoff because they had just scored to go up. Terrell Owens, another touchdown. I didn't touch the ball.
Oh, you don't remember that? I figured that would be like fresh in
Kerry
your mind.
Kerry Collins passing complete, Ron Dixon. Or complete to Ron Dixon. Incomplete to Amani Toomer. Delay a game. Complete to Ron Dixon for 19 yards. So that's 29 yards, two passes to Ron Dixon. Incomplete to Amani Toomer. Complete to Amani Toomer, 5 yards. Timeout by San Francisco. Matt Allen passing, non-intended.
Do you want to guess how many yards you rushed for behind Tam Hopkins starting in his only game of his career?
I'm going to guess.
It better be a low number, or else it's very disrespectful.
Like, no, I think because I had rushed for 1,400 yards that year. I want to say 82.
You had 20 carries for 147 yards and a touchdown, and a line started by Tam Hopkins.
And you didn't even know this guy.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
Who was that against?
A game you lost 16-14 to the Texans.
Oh, this was the game. Was it down there?
It was the first ever Giant-Texan game.
It was in Houston?
In Houston.
Yeah. I had a ridiculous play in this game because most the yardage came on one play. It was an outside zone play to the right. It was dead. I put my – you never do – you never. This never works. Put my foot in the ground, came all the way back to the left sideline, and got like a 40, 50-yard run or something.
You remember
like that.
That, but not this poor
I
soul.
I don't remember the guard.
Not this poor guy. I'm curious where that game is now going to be on Tiki's list, which will be unveiled Friday at 5 o'clock. We will unveil our Mets offseason plans coming up at 5:30, but let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Brett is in Suffern, New York. What's up, Brett?
What's up, fellas?
Yo.
Number one, Tiki, you got my vote on the Mets mayor candidacy.
I can't run for mayor. I don't live in New York anymore.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
You never know. You rent in New York, you're buying a Disney.
I love that.
Exactly.
I just got to spend, what's the number, like 51% of my time in New York?
Yeah, it's not that far off right now.
All right, so here was my projected list for Sean. I think I was pretty much accurate, which I'm impressed with myself. I had the Giants 49ers, the 2001 Yankees, the Giants Super Bowl, Yankees, Red Sox in 7, and the Rangers Kings. In overtime with the final.
Two of the games.
That's a good guess, man.
I thought about with Sean were the Rangers losing in what was it double overtime against the Kings?
Yeah,
something like that. And then I also thought, and I got a text about this too from one of our coworkers, the DeSean Jackson game. Mm. Kind of surprised that
So I had a theme. These were all season enders. Okay,
I got you.
The DeSean Jackson game gets eliminated from my list for two reasons. Number one, the very next week, they actually had a worse loss to the Packers that would have kept them alive. Number two, they won the Super Bowl 13 months later.
No, and look, you can do it however you want to. The way I did it was pain in the moment.
Yeah.
And so you don't know you're going to win the Super Bowl. I'll give you a spoiler alert. All my games are season enders.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about game one of 2015 or game one in 2000. As bad as it was, and I was just destroyed by both of those losses, I knew there was still a chance. Now, it didn't work out that way, correct. And we could sit here all these years later and say there was no chance,
yeah.
But I, in the back of my mind, as pained as I was, there was always a tomorrow. When there is no tomorrow, that's the worst.
All minor season enders as well.
Look at that. Mm. Tiki's will be debuted Friday at 5 o'clock. Let's go to Duke and Edison. What's going on, Duke?
Yeah, hi, Evan and Tiki. Love the show.
What's up?
About Alonzo, I'm a diehard Mets fan. My wife loves the Angels. What's your opinion if Alonzo goes to the Angels? Susan's my wife's name.
I mean, my opinion is it's going to suck if he leaves. It's going to suck if he's not a Met.
At least he'll be on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So you don't have to see him every day.
And not be in the league or the division. Right. I mean, yes. If you told me Pete's gone, where would you want him to be? It would be with a team in the American League that I have no feelings towards. I would like Pete back, and I'll give you a spoiler. When we unveil our list in a few minutes, I do have Pete coming back. Now, I don't know if that's the same for Tiki. I don't know if that's the same for Sean. And I got sources. Are you ready for this?
Tell me.
I have sources that tell me that when Tommy Lugauer unveils his Mets offseason plan, Pete Alonso is not on it.
Mm. Okay, oof. Positive, Tommy.
How about that? We'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
Berg Law Firm.
Here's a little bit more information on the Mets losing Anton Richardson from their coaching staff to the Atlanta Braves. He's joining the Atlanta Braves. That was announced earlier today. According to Mike Puma, Anton Richardson said, I had a proposed salary with benefits included. The Mets had a proposed salary with benefits included. We differed on the salary part of it.
So I was right.
Well, it continues.
Okay, go ahead.
It was about the money, yes. Richardson circled back to the Mets at the end, but the team couldn't offer the same deal as originally because of a restriction on the number of coaches allowed to receive a pension. The Mets had hired other coaches before Richardson circled back.
Wait, the MLB has a restriction on how many coaches can receive a pension?
Apparently so.
Wow.
So, apparently, Anton Richardson circled back to the Mets, maybe an indication he did want to come back. And the Mets said, unfortunately, because we've hired other guys, we can't offer you a pension. And Richardson says, I'm out.
Mm.
So who do you blame from this mess now?
Major League Baseball.
The rules?
The rules.
But you know
that's ridiculous.
But you know the rules.
Of course, but that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, look, I think the Mets tried to bring him back.
It's hard enough for assistant coaches in all sports to kind of make a living. Are you going to limit the pensions?
And who does that? Major League Baseball limits the pensions on coaches? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, why else would, because if it's Steve Cohen, wouldn't you just say, sure.
Right.
Right? It's my money.
And the coaches are not, I don't think, a part of the players' union because a lot of coaches weren't even players.
And
so
I don't know if the coaches have a union because it can't.
Well, I think the former players are always still a part of the players' union, but there's a lot of coaches nowadays who weren't players, so they weren't a part of that union.
Right, right.
So either way, this is the details that are emerging on the bottom line. Anton Richardson, who made an impact last year in terms of Mets stolen bases, he has now joined the Atlanta Braves, if you're just tuning in. Speaking of the Mets, it's our Mets offseason plan proposals, what we would do. So we got very sensitive when we did the Yankees. Do you guys mind if I go first again, or are we jockeying?
I have a massive issue with what's going on here.
What?
Massive.
What?
Massive. Why are you volunteering yourself to go first? Gee, I wonder. Because you don't want anybody stealing your ideas.
Also because it's Evan and Tiki. Maybe that's it.
You're right. It is Evan and Tiki.
First.
You're right. It is Evan and Tiki, but you could also have Tiki go first.
Okay. Tiki, would you like to go first with your Mets plan?
I'll go first.
All right. Tiki was not prepared for this, but now he's ready.
Now I'm ready.
Okay.
So, again, just like with the Yankees, I want to start with how I have my setup going.
Go ahead.
I can. So I'm looking at the starting pitching. Starting pitching is going to be Nolan McLain, Senga, Peterson, but you got to add somebody because you need pitching. And unlike Sean, who had Sandy Alcantara going to the Yankees, I have the Yankees trading for Sandy Alcantara.
The Mets trading for
The Mets trading for Sandy Alcantara. His salary is only $17 million this year. He's got 2 years of control. But to get him.
Yeah, what do we have to give up? I mean, the Marlins are going to ask a lot.
They're going to ask a lot.
Yeah.
And the Mets are going to give him a lot.
What are we giving him?
Brandon Sproat. Jet Williams.
Oh, no, I'm done. I'm out.
And Jacob Reimer.
No.
Okay.
Hell no.
How else are you getting him?
I'm not getting him then.
Okay. Well, that's my plan.
Okay.
It's worth it. Your plan? Jet Williams is not going to play shortstop. So Lindor is here forever. And Jacob Reimer is redundant. Because I have at catcher, Alvarez, first base, Mark Vientos, Luis Angel Acuna playing second base.
Oh, my God.
Lindor playing third. Yeah. Brett Beatty.
Lindor at short, yes.
I mean, short, yeah. Brett Beatty at third base. Nemo at left field. Carson Bench making his way, playing center field. Juan Soto playing right field. And as a big offseason free agent signing, you sign Carl Schwarber to be your DH.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So you are replacing Schwarber for Alonso.
Yes. The other deals that you have to do, you are re-signing because it's absolutely necessary. Edwin Diaz and Brooks Raley is already there. And then another reliever you're going to get is Emilio Pagan.
Oh, yeah. Had a nice year with Cincinnati.
Yes. Not relatively cheap, but whatever it is.
So you're adding one starting pitcher.
One starting pitcher, one reliever, and Pagan, who's going to make $16 or so million a year. And that is my Mets offseason plan.
I don't love it.
You don't have to.
I mean, there's so many things I don't like about it. I think you gave up way too much for Alcantara. If that's what it takes, no thank you. Alonso's gone. Mark Vientos is going to play first base. He's not going to be any better defensively than Pete.
Well,
and I mean, Kyle
Ben
Schwarber,
Rice is going to be much better than whatever the alternative
that's
is.
That's a Yankee issue.
I know, but you said it was fine for the Yankees. Why is it not fine for the Mets?
David
Mark Vientos, who's a pretty good athlete, and you need his bat in the lineup.
Because
why can't
you're not,
he play first base?
Well, there's many reasons to answer that question. Number one, David Stern sat there talking about, you know, basically defense and pitching. And number two, the Yankees aren't losing Pete Alonso. The Mets are. And a part of why they're losing Pete Alonso is what? They don't think he's a good enough defender, and they don't want to give him a six-year contract.
I think they
so it's not the same.
I think it's more they don't want to give him a six-year contract.
I think that's a part of it.
And pay him $30 million a year, almost $200 million deal.
Yeah, I get the Schwarber replacing Alonso part because it allows you to improve yourself defensively
at
first base.
You get the locker, the clubhouse leader that you need.
No, I get that. That part I understand.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it I don't love.
You don't have to.
You ready for my plan? Am I allowed to go?
I'm going to be right.
What was that?
I'm going to be right.
Well, it's not about being right. I mean, if you're right, you may be right. I just don't know if I love it. Am I allowed to go now, or do we have to?
Yeah, Evan.
All right, good. By the way, none of what he did I want to do. Number one, let me start off with the obvious. You got to keep Edwin Diaz. So it's going to take $23 million a year. Let's throw that away in the budget.
Yes.
Number two, I want to keep Pete Alonso. And it's not just the sentimentality of Pete. It's the reliability of Pete. The guy plays every single day, and I know he can handle New York. A lot of these other players, I'm not sure of. Now, with that said, I respect run prevention, and I understand that you need to get better defensively at first base. So I will sign Ty France to a one-year, $6.5 million deal. He's a super utility player who, by the way, just won a Gold Glove.
Who's your long-term answer?
Excuse me?
Who's your long-term answer?
Pete Alonso, he's just going to DH more.
Okay.
But Ty France is now there as more of an option so that Pete's not playing first base 161 games. It's called a compromise.
Okay. Well,
I'm improving the defense. I'm keeping Pete Alonso.
Right.
That's the second thing. Now, let me dump some salary because I'm dumping some salary. I'm dumping Jeff McNeil. Now, there are ways I can dump Jeff McNeil, one of which is to use him in a trade for Freddie Peralta because the Brewers are going to try to win, but they're also going to need good prospects. Mm-hmm. So I think the deal I'd probably make, especially if I try to compare it to Corbin Burns, is McNeil and Mauricio and a lower-level prospect for Freddie Peralta. Okay. But that's a backup plan. That's not my goal. My goal is Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. And I made it clear a few weeks ago, I am coming to that party with a lot to offer. I am offering either Sproat or Tong. I am offering either Bench or Jet Williams. I am offering a Brett Beatty or Mark Vientos. I am offering a David Peterson. And I actually believe, and you can write this one down, the Mets are going to end up with Tarik Skubal. David Stearns knows. He knows what's on the line here. And I think he also knows, and this is sort of unrelated to just my plan, but I want to make this clear. They also know that if they lose Pete Alonso, they're going to have a very tough time selling this to Met fans.
Yeah.
How do you sell to Met fans losing Pete Alonso?
By signing Carl Schwarber.
No, by acquiring the best pitcher in baseball. I do think that that would bring juice to the New York Mets. He may not be this householdish name because he burst onto the scene over the last couple of years, but I did this as a test with my son today because Jet was asking me, are they going to keep Pete Alonso? And I said, I really don't know, but they're trying to trade for the best pitcher in baseball. And as soon as I said that, he's like, ooh. And
he gets it. He gets what's important.
I think he gets it. I think it would be exciting. So, number one, I think they're going to end up with Tarik Skubal, but that's my priority. I am making the Godfatherian offer, not all the way, because I'm not offering Nolan McLean, to get Tarek Skubal. Also, I'm selling off Kodai Senga because I know the Mets don't believe in him. Now, I think you're going to have to pay down a little bit of the contract, but not all of it. I think a team would certainly be willing. He's kind of underpaid for a starting pitcher who's had success. So I'm dumping Senga's contract. I'm dumping McNeil's contract. Let's say it's not for Freddy Peralta. I think the Arizona Diamondbacks would take him. And again, if I have to pay a few million dollars to offset the total cost, I'm dumping those contracts because I've brought in Tarek Skubal via mega trade. I have kept Pat Alonso. I have kept Edwin Diaz, but I'm not done yet. I am signing Luis Arraez. Luis Arraez will play some second base, but more than that, because I do think Luis Angel Acuna is going to get that opportunity.
Right.
Luis Arraez is my left-handed DH. He's going to get a lot of DH at-bats. He will platoon at times with a returning Starling Marte, who I have brought back on a reasonable contract for his veteran leadership. And then one more move, because this still adds up to less than $90 million, Michael King on a three-year, $75 million deal.
That's your similarity with the
So
Yanks.
That's my similarity.
I didn't know we were allowed that.
Well, why wouldn't you be? It's a plan for both teams.
I was operating under they that's can't what I do the was. Same thing.
I was saying they were mutually exclusive.
Why can't they do the same thing?
But Evan makes his own rules.
You're damn right clearly. I do. Why would I have to separate them? They're two different entities. Like, why would I? By the way, I also want Harrison Bader on the Mets. Am I allowed to do that? I mentioned him on the Yankees earlier. So the headline is this. Alonso's back. Diaz is back. I'm making a blockbuster trade for Skubal. I'm bringing in Michael King. My rotation is now completely loaded. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing in Luis Arraez for his bat-on-ball skills. And really, I know he's not great defensively. I'm not going to ask him to play a lot of defense. He can play a little second base. He can play a little first base. But he's my left-handed DH. That is my plan for the New York Mets. If I can't get Skubal, I would go after Freddy Peralta on a one-year rental. I think the ask would be a lot less. He's making a lot less money. And I think the package I mentioned, Mauricio McNeil, a low-level minor leaguer, would get it done.
Right.
But that is not my priority. My priority is Tarek Skubal, and that's my Met plan. I think Tommy needs to go next, because if, God forbid, Sean steals a Tommy idea, the world is over.
Actually, I want Sean to go before me.
Okay.
Because I don't think we're sharing a brain on this one. Let's go. You first, Sean.
All right. Sure, I'll go. All right, good news, Met fans. You're getting Alonso and Diaz back. You're going to get Alonso 5 years, 155. You're going to pay up. You're going to pay up and have him chase being the, you know, everything Met forever. You're going to sign Diaz, the largest reliever deal in Major League Baseball history, 7 years, $189 million. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We've gotten that out of the way. You like doing Yankees?
7 years old. $189 million.
Yes, you are.
Holy crap.
Yes, you are, because guess what? All these guys sat back and saw Soto get paid. Okay.
Hey, Evan.
Yes.
It's just money.
It's just money. Exactly. One little floater in there to add to that bullpen, because you love a good yearly Yankee dumpster dive. You're going to get Johnny Loaiza in the bullpen as well for a quick one-year deal.
Oh, little Yankee dumpster dive.
Little Yankee dumpster dive.
That happens every year, so it had to happen in some capacity.
The Yankee dumpster dive I want is Luke Weaver. I left him out. I'll get into that on the Rico tonight when I do the full My Mets plan.
I have not one but two Met trades plus a signing I will end with, okay? And it will all add up together. The Mets and Red Sox are going to make a big trade this offseason. The Mets are going to trade Kodai Senga and Brett Beatty to the Boston Red Sox. And they're going to get Jarren Duran to come in here and play the outfield.
Wow.
Okay? Third base for Beatty for the Red Sox to replace Bregman. Senga change the scenery. All right, we need another guy in the rotation, right? I'm glad you asked, Evan. We need a little shakeup to the Met core, right? We're going to eat some salary in a shakeup, but we're also going to send a big prospect or two in a massive deal nobody sees coming. We're trading Brandon Nimmo, Sprout, whatever. Ryan Clifford.
Okay.
And another big prospect to the Reds for Hunter Green.
Wow.
And that's your big pitcher is Hunter Green. And Nimmo is everything Francona loves in a baseball player.
He has a full no trade, so he'd have to approve it.
Okay. But work with me here.
No, Nimmo's a good guy. He loves Ohio, apparently.
All right, there you go. He could play as Christian Rock.
Did they vote red or blue?
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
And then last but not least, all right, so Duran's there. Is he playing left? Is he playing center? You're going to be the team that does it. 3 years, $75 million for Trent Grisham to play center field for the New York Mets.
Wow.
And there's your offseason play.
That's a lot right there. So you got him adding Hunter Green to the rotation. We'd be ecstatic about that. Pete and Diaz are back. Nimmo's gone. Duran is here.
Grisham's here. Senga and Beatty gone.
Wow. Okay. I actually do kind of like that. I like the Hunter Green part.
Not bad, actually.
They're not getting him for that, but that's a great, good idea. All right, Tommy Lugar, he's built this up. His plan better be amazing.
I don't know if it's well, here's the thing.
What?
I felt like I wanted to give a positive Tommy plan, and then this is more of the realistic plan because I had parameters.
That's what we want. We want a realistic plan.
Right. I would have done Schwarber and everybody. So this is the realistic within the guidelines.
Of course. And the guidelines are that their payroll is not going to exceed their number from last year by an absurd amount. That's what the guidelines are. We want to keep it realistic in terms of payroll. Everything else. Yeah, be creative about the guys who could be out there. Sure.
Okay, number one to me, first and foremost, you have to bring back Edwin Diaz.
That is a universal opinion of all four of us.
You can't replace him. You can't recreate him.
Well,
there is no other.
He's one of the best, if not the best, reliever or closer in baseball.
Correct.
So why let him go if you have him? And he feels like he wants to be here.
You could sell to the fan base, we can recreate Pete Alonso with two or three different players. You can't do that with Edwin Diaz. So that's number one. Number two, I'm bringing back Pete Alonso. I am not only matching, but I would go a year more than any other offer he has out there.
Wow. So you got scared because I have sources that told me.
Really?
Lugie was ready to dump Alonso, and I think he knew the feedback would be so bad against him. You flip-flopped, didn't you?
No. I think you have bad sources.
Did you have a plan where Alonso was gone?
Just be honest. I do not have a plan where Pete Alonso is gone.
Did you have a plan at some point in the last 72 hours in which Pete wasn't going to be a Met and you were pivoting?
No. I will say this.
I know about that, Teague.
I will say this. When I was going over the plan, I will give you this, that there is a lot more flexibility if Pete is not on this team based on the parameters that you gave.
Of course. Yeah.
But I still think the Mets shouldn't play by any parameters. So I have Pete Alonso back at first base to be the future DH. I am trading for Skubal. Now, if Nolan McLean is asked for by the Tigers, I'm out on it. And I'll take my chances in the offseason that the Mets could just outbid everybody and bring Skubal to New York. I'm also signing Michael King to round out the rotation.
So it is my idea.
Yeah, and I'm going to have, but unlike, I think it was you, Sean, I'm not trading Senga. He's more of a swing man, and I'm going to see if he could just, I know they're sick of him. They probably do want to trade him, but he's going to be my swing guy, and if a guy gets hurt, I could plug him into the rotation. I also am going to, I'm trading Jeff McNeil for anything. Doesn't matter. I'll take anything you want for Jeff McNeil. So it's more about subtraction there, addition by subtraction. Center field, Cody Bellinger. That is my big, outside guy that I'm bringing in. I think he's a perfect fit in center field.
And this is staying under the budget?
Is it not?
I mean, you just gave probably 30 to Pete, 20 plus to Edwin.
Yeah.
What are you giving Cody Bellinger?
What's Bellinger going to get, 180?
probably 25 to 30 million a year.
So where am I at number wise?
And Scooble, by the way, remember, he's going to make 25 million a year.
And then King. This was my prudent plan.
Just blown past.
I thought this is actually my prudent plan. My plan where I spend a lot of money, it was going to go way over this.
And like, I dumped Kodai Senga and McNeil. You just dumped Senga.
Damn it.
I mean, you've gone over the budget.
Jet Williams is my second baseman. Well, did I really? Well, yes. I have more here.
More? You've already blown.
Well, we need an eighth inning guy.
Oh, my God.
We do, though. So you could throw any name out you want. Finnegan, Maton, you want to bring Rogers back, whoever you want to bring in for the eighth inning. Mm. How far over am I?
A lot.
I could shave some. Vientos is the DH. Alvarez, we're getting rid of. Torrens is the, I'm trading Peterson. I'm trading Alvarez.
In the Scooble trade. Yeah. My proposed trade, which I said the other day was.
Correct.
I think it was Alvarez, Peterson, Sproat or Tong, Jet Williams or Benj for Scooble.
That's my
deal. So you're making that deal.
I'm making that deal. Does that clear up enough space? I would imagine it would.
No, it does not.
Still?
You've blown over
the budget.
All right,
we're going to have to. I'm sorry, Mr. Met.
Did you
Met,
do any research for this?
Hold on a second. Mr. Met, it's been a long run. You fired. And Mrs. Met, you could take her too.
He did what he wants, not what the money says. But that's okay.
No, it's not.
This isn't within the confines?
No.
Boy, we have our work cut out for us then for the Mets.
Yeah, we do.
I thought this was like relatively realistic.
You just handed out. Like, how much money did you just hand out?
That was a lot. It's over 100.
You blew past it, bro.
Yeah.
All right,
you got to cut out Cody Bellinger.
I can't cut out Cody Bellinger.
Well, then you got to cut out Pete Alonso.
Well, I can't cut out Pete Alonso either.
Then you got to cut out the Scooble trade. Or Michael King. Cut out Michael King at this point. Mm.
How many years is Scooba left on his deal?
One. This is it. Oh,
you know what? Cut out King, and then Sproat will be the fifth starter.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Good plan.
So we can't have Schwarber either?
No. Like, I get it. We had a caller earlier who said, hey, guys, what about Bregman and Alonso? Mm. Like, no one's saying that wouldn't be great. It's just not realistic.
You're not the Dodgers.
They're not. I hate to tell you this, but they're not. They spend a lot of money, and we're all appreciative of that. But no, I don't think they're going to go on a spree. They're going to add an ace. And I think the question is, and I don't know when we're going to get this answer, whether it's soon or very late, how and who? Like, I kind of, here's why I think it's going to be Tarik Skubal. I think A, the Mets are the most desperate, and B, they've got the best package that can be offered. And I think Detroit is going to decide we cannot re-sign him. And as much as we want to win a championship, we can't lose him for a compensatory pick. We can't do it. And so I think ultimately they deal him, and I think that's going to be the headline. Now, that's a prediction. My other prediction, which contradicts what I want, I think Pete's gone. And it kills me. Like, I hate saying it. And I don't know who's going to be the replacement. If it is a big bat, is it Bregman? Is it Schwarber?
Yeah.
Is it none of those guys? Is it Josh Naylor? Is it someone else? I don't know who it is, but I got this sick feeling on the eve of free agency that they are not going to pay him. Mm. And it sucks. So, those are our plans. You all happy with our plans?
I'm happy. Yeah. I think I nailed both, so I'm good.
You did a good job. You did a good job. Tommy was doing a good job till he blew past the budget.
I do have some Jet news if we want it.
Wow, is it good Jet news or bad Jet news?
By the way, we found out from that Houston Texan game that we were talking about, one of the starting cornerbacks for the Houston Texans in that game, Aaron Glenn.
How about that? Tiki ran for like $1.50 in a game in which Aaron Glenn was the opponent.
And we lost.
And you lost.
Full circle. Speaking of Aaron Glenn, now Justin Fields had an answer earlier today that, I don't know. He's playing
with Aaron
Glenn.
He was asked, will you be the starter? And his answer was, we'll see.
Okay.
So Fields was in that spot of, well, the coach hasn't said anything, so I'll continue to play the I don't know game.
Okay, so are we all in agreement that under Aaron Glenn, players should not, or basically being told, don't comment on your playing status?
Yeah.
Okay, Quincy Williams has gone to Rich Semini of ESPN.
Oh, uh-oh.
And has said he has lost his starting job. My coaches told me I was underperforming, that I've been underperforming since training camp. Williams said, quote, he's not thrilled with the decision, but he's also, quote, not mad because he hopes to win his job back. Quincy Williams has been benched by Aaron Glenn and the Jets on the day after his brother is traded. And mind you, they didn't trade him, and he's a free agent.
And he's a free agent at the end of the year. And Quincy's had a good Jet career. He's been a solid pickup, who's played well. He's
overperformed the expectation, for sure.
No doubt. He plays football like his ass is on fire. So I don't think he's going to love that he went public with that, but I mean
you were going to find out.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to find out in a few days.
On Sunday, so... I mean, that kind of sucks for Quincy Williams.
Well, but I like his attitude.
It's just disappointing. He went from playing the dream, playing with your brother and on a professional level.
Yep.
To now your brother's gone and now he's down in Dallas and you're sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
You're going to be doing special teams and stuff like that.
I think, though, the attitude of I'm going to win it back, that's the right attitude to have.
That's the only thing you can do.
That's all you can say. It's like what Jermaine Johnson said upon, you know, all the trades that went down.
Right.
He was like, we're going to be back. We're going to be better. And that's what you really want to hear from your guys. All right, let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Nick is calling from Old Bridge. What's up, Nick?
What's up, guys? I wanted to go back to the topic about the painful losses. I love it. I think that's like one of the most important things you learn to deal with through sports. Big losses. Let me give you some background. Mine, personally, diehard Chicago Cubs fan. Uncle lived in Chicago. Used to go out there every summer, watch Sammy when I was a kid. I was up on the war, the curse, yada, yada. I'm 14 years old. I could finally stay up late. Parents let me watch all the games. We actually had a couple walk-offs in 2003. We're five outs away, eighth inning against the Florida Marlins. You know what happens after that. Bartman hits the foul ball. We lose game six. We didn't lose a game all year back-to-back when Mark Pryor and Terry Wood started. We lose game seven when Terry Wood starts. First and only time I've ever cried from sports, man, after those two games. I want to tell you, Evan, the dopamine is still dripping from 2016. So I want to give you some hope that when it finally happens, man, yeah, it's going to be sweeter than ever. Thanks, guys.
That I've always told myself. For any of the teams I root for, it'll be the sweetest thing ever. Because when you wait that long and you go through so much pain, you figure that win is going to be, it's going to also be like legendary. That's right. What Joe would always say. When your team finally wins, it'll be legendary. By the way, we do have other breaking news, which I find interesting. Steve Cohen has tweeted. Mm. Now, Steve Cohen does not tweet very often. In fact,
He used to all the time.
He used to. The last tweet was an apology to Met fans in late September. He has finally tweeted, and it is so random, it's making me laugh. Are you ready? Mark Healy, who I feel like I know Mark Healy. He, like, is a Met fan and, like, kind of covers the Mets. Mm. And I think I've met him, and I think his dad looks like Terry Collins. Really nice guy, by the way. That's who I'm describing.
Right.
Mark Healy tweeted something in the morning, and Steve Cohen has responded to that tweet.
All right.
All right, so Mark Healy tweeted, one thing worries me about potential Mets moves this winter, the lack of any real actionable intel into the team's plans from the folks who cover the team. Many feel the no leaks reality is a good thing, but when it's combined with unpredictability, David Stearns, it's frustrating. So, whatever, it's his opinion. Basically, I want more leaks. Steve Cohen has responded to that. And again, the guy never tweets. Now, I don't even know if he meant for this to be a DM.
Okay.
But his response was, Mark, I like operating that way, but if you call Alex, she will tell you everything.
That wasn't his only tweet.
Yeah, he's tweeted again. So at this point, that is said, and then he's asked a question. And the question is from someone else, because now they see Steve Cohen is active. Let me see if he can answer some questions. Hi, Mr. Cohen. Any word on urinal dividers at the ballpark next year, finally? He has responded to that.
No, he didn't.
He has in the last 5 minutes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
No word on that, but do you believe in, quote, divide and conquer? What's wrong with this guy?
What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
I can't even, like, visualize what that means.
Divide and conquer, like, as in what? Go to a different urinal? Oh, divide the urinals. But, Steve, we all showed up to the ballpark. It was so busy.
But what is the conquer?
We couldn't go to the next urinal because there's always someone there.
Yeah. That actually would make it worse.
But that's what I normally do. Like, if you go into a men's room and someone is using a urinal and there's, like, three open urinals, I'm not going to go next to them. That's weird.
Right.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, you go to the farthest one away.
Correct. But if it's busy, because remember Steve Cohen shamed us? He shamed the pores into showing up to Citi Field. And then we all showed up at Citi Field.
Right, you get 40,000 a game.
Yeah. So because you did that, Steve, those urinals are always busy. So we don't have a chance to divide and conquer.
He wants to see my penis.
Yeah. By the way, Steve, keep going. I'm entertained. You got more tweets?
All right. By the way, thank you, SNY. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
I almost feel like I have to keep active now on this, because now that he's in a tweeting mood, is there anything more that he's going to say? And so far, that's it. He's commented on urinals and why there aren't leaks. You should randomly tweet him something about food, Sean. He may answer you.
Okay, I'll ask.
Do you have a big issue with food at Citi Field?
Well, I just, is he going to put an egg sandwich in between a cinnamon bun like Ledecky's doing over there?
Yeah, you see the Islanders?
That thing looks like I want a bite of it, but I could only have a bite of it.
Because you'd go to the bathroom?
It just looks like it's going to run right through you.
Yeah, it's one of those
Cross
things.
Cross Island's backed up, Teak, you screwed me.
I give the Islanders credit for being creative, but why would you want that? What is it again? It's a cinnamon bun.
It's a bacon, egg, and cheese, which is like a Long Island staple, but instead of on a bagel or roll, it's in between a cinnamon bun.
Actually, you know what? I take it all back. That's amazing.
But I think individually, it sounds amazing. Together, for some reason, it just feels like that's an upset stomach waiting to happen.
You know what I think the issue may be? It's a real breakfast-ian kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless it's an afternoon Islander game, it doesn't work. That actually makes more sense at Citi Field.
Yeah.
You know, 1 o'clock game, afternoon baseball.
Yeah, it's like a brunch. You're not doing that at 8 o'clock versus the Minnesota Wild.
Absolutely.
Oh, sometimes you have brunch or breakfast for dinner, don't you?
You're such a brunch guy, TK.
I'm going to ask Steve what's cooking.
I am definitely a brunch guy.
All right, everybody, ask Steve Cohen random questions today because maybe you'll get an answer. He's in a very Twitterish mood, even though he's not going to answer the real question, which is...
How much you paying, Pete?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.